before we had actually made the connection at the second clinic for the nurse, the remote nurse, to speak with the physician here, he had signed up for Facebook, and he had found all of his old colleagues and old friends who had schooled with him or gone on to become physicians. And using his own informal network of his colleagues, he found someone to help him before we had even finished setting up our telemedicine link.
So what that clearly demonstrates is that now you have this telemedicine link. I mean, it can continue to assist people when needed and in extreme cases, save lives.
Yeah, it was very helpful because he was alone in the clinic and he was worried about what to do for this mother, and he had immediately the ability to speak with a trusted colleague who could help him, coach him through it, whereas before he had no one. It was only him to make these decisions.
So tell me, how has the connection been made? If there are no landlines and mobile reception is plainly a problem, is this a satellite connection?
Yes, yes. To start, it's through Pacific. They're a new company, and they've installed this high-speed internet connection. And it was a fairly simple connection. We had to carry all of the materials down the mountain, of course, which was probably the hardest part. After, it just took a day to set up, and we had the internet.
And is it an expensive exercise? And if so, where is the money coming from?
That's a great question. It's not too expensive, so they are disrupting the market a little bit, and their prices are very affordable, and it's part of a pilot, so they've offered this internet connectivity free for the first year. And the money for the materials has come from fundraising. So the communities themselves have come together and have all put in their own money towards the cement we needed and other materials needed to install the dish.
And is it being used exclusively for the telemedicine project, or can the local people access the internet in more regular ways?
The local people can access the internet, so it's become an open Wi-Fi connection, and the whole community can use it. And we actually put a quick hop over to the school, so now the school has connection to the internet as well, and they're starting to incorporate it.
Now, based on similar stories that we've covered on Pacific Beach, I mean, when this happens, there is a transformation for the local community, because suddenly people have access to something that most of us in the rest of the world take for granted, and they thought was just beyond their remit, almost impossible for them to get access to.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's been incredible. It's so amazing to watch someone for the first time use the internet, and especially the ability to video conference. We had a 9-year-old man come out of his house and make his way over to the clinic demanding to see the magic box that could make him see a face in another place.
Which puts it in context, doesn't it? I mean, it demonstrates exactly where there is this gap, if you like, between those who access the internet just as a matter of course and those who've never seen anything like it before. I mean, it must be quite extraordinary for everybody in the village, I would assume.
It is. It is. Everyone feels so happy and excited about it, and it's going to be a discovery process and a learning curve, but we're all in it together, and everyone's quite excited. I think they feel like they finally have arrived.
And this particular model, plainly, I presume, can be applied elsewhere in Vanuatu, where they have no internet connection at the moment, and plainly elsewhere in remote regions around the world.
Exactly, yes. And this connection has been made at a few other schools around Vanuatu and around the Pacific. And especially for the clinics, we're looking at this one really carefully to see how it's used and to glean best practices so that we can apply forward and help other places.
And generally speaking, is it reliable in terms of connectivity?
It's pretty reliable right now. There are still a few kinks to work out, but it's reliable. And the support team that they have can troubleshoot everything remotely. So everything's working pretty well.
And from your point of view as a volunteer advisor for the telemedicine projects, is the job done now? Do you move on to another project, or will there still be some monitoring and perhaps over the next few weeks and months?
There's still a lot to do. There's still a lot, because this is such a new technology, it's going to take a lot of hand-holding with the nurses and the village health workers to use it. But they are so excited to do it that it makes the work easy. But we imagine about 6 months of hand-holding and using the internet in a clinically relevant way and connecting with the physician in Santo.